Hey everyone, welcome to the Builder's Briefing for April 14th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today's theme is consolidation. Fewer vendors, more control, and a self-hosted AI stack that's maturing way faster than people expected.
Yeah, today's lineup is stacked. We've got a massive open-source generative AI project, Servo finally landing on Crates.io, Cloudflare unifying their entire CLI, and some really interesting security stories. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story today, a project called Open Generative AI just crossed 1,000 engagements on GitHub. It bundles over 20 image and video generation models into a single self-hosted platform. We're talking Flux, SDXL, Midjourney-style models, Ideogram, all under one roof, MIT licensed.
Okay, that's interesting. Because the real pain point it solves isn't just cost, it's the model hopping problem. If you've ever tried to integrate 5 different generation APIs, each with their own offflow, rate limits, different response formats, it's a nightmare. This gives you one local gateway to all of them.
Exactly, and it's positioning itself as a drop-in replacement for services like Higgsfield, FreePic, Crea, and OpenArt. There's even a Cinema Studio mode for video generation, which is early but really signals where this is all heading. Full multimedia pipelines, not just single image endpoints.
Right. And what's wild is the business implication. If your product margin depends on reselling API calls from OpenAI or Stability, that margin is about to get squeezed hard. The cost crossover point for self-hosting is arriving way sooner than most teams expected.
100%. If you're building anything media-heavy, marketing tools, design apps, content platforms, run the numbers on self-hosting now, not 6 months from now. Link in the briefing for the repo. Okay, shifting to developer tools. The one that jumped out at me, ServoPoint 1.0, just landed on Crates.io. You can now literally cargo add Servo and embed a browser engine in your Rust app.
That is huge for anyone building desktop tools, kiosks, or custom rendering pipelines. A real alternative to CEF or Electron without dragging all of Chromium along with you. I've been waiting for this one for a long time, honestly.
Same. And then Cloudflare shipped a unified CLI for their entire platform. Workers, R2, KV, D1, all accessible through one CF command, including a local explorer mode.
That's Cloudflare's play to make their platform feel like one coherent stack instead of a dozen dashboards. If you're managing multiple projects across their services, this is a quality of life upgrade. Also, fun one, a Tmux customization guide from 2024 is trending again with over 100 HN comments.
The Tmux thing makes total sense. More devs are moving to remote-first terminal workflows, especially with AI coding agents. If you're still running a default Tmux setup, that's your weekend project right there. On the infrastructure side, EE Times profiled AMD's ROCm progress against CUDA. Still behind, but the price-performance gap is narrowing, especially for inference workloads.
If you're planning GPU workloads for the next year, and you're not married to NVIDIA-specific kernels, ROCm deserves a benchmark run. The other one I noticed was Wasmer. Their Wasm-based container runtime keeps gaining traction on GitHub.
Yeah, for sandboxed execution, plugins, edge compute, user-submitted code, Wasm containers are genuinely production-ready now. Faster cold starts, way smaller footprint than Docker for those use cases. All right, startups and strategy. There's a really interesting thesis making the rounds that Apple might have an accidental AI moat. The argument is that Apple's on-device focus and privacy stance could become the default distribution channel for AI as users start rejecting cloud-dependent models.
That's a spicy take, but I kind of buy it. If you're building consumer AI and you're ignoring CoreML and Apple's on-device pipeline, you're potentially missing the largest premium user base. The privacy angle is only getting stronger.
There's also a deeply commented Hacker News piece about how most engineering orgs can't connect team costs to business output. If you're a founder or end leader, it's a framework for having the ROI conversation before your CFO has it for you.
especially relevant now that AI tools are reshaping what one engineer can actually produce. The economics of a 5-person team look very different than they did 2 years ago.
Okay, security. A few stories here. Font Awesome, which has a 99% email reputation score, Perfect SPF, DKIM, DMARC. Gmail is still flagging their emails.
That is maddening. It's a cautionary tale for anyone sending transactional email at scale. Reputation scores are necessary, but clearly not sufficient. You need dedicated sending IPs and warming strategies specifically for Gmail's ecosystem.
And Android now strips location data from shared photos by default. If your app relies on EXIF geolocation metadata, real estate, travel, logistics, you need a fallback strategy. Prompt users explicitly or find other signals.
Good for privacy, headache for developers. Also worth noting, Michigan pulled those digital age verification bills after privacy backlash. If you're building identity or age-gating features, don't overinvest in compliance for bills that keep dying.
Quick hits before we wrap up. There's an open-source Polymarket bot that auto-buys no on every non-sports question. It's cheeky, but actually a clean example of Polymarket's API if you're building prediction market tooling.
Ha! I love that! Also, Boring Bar, a taskbar-style doc replacement for macOS, pulled over 300 Hacker News points. Power users are clearly hungry for macOS alternatives. And did you see the home distilling one? A U.S. appeals court declared a 158-year-old home distilling ban unconstitutional.
I did. And a DIY soft drinks guide hit 363 points on HN. Apparently, the audience wants to make their own beverages as much as they want to self-host their AI.
Self-host everything. Your models, your drinks, all of it.
So here's the takeaway. Today's theme is really consolidation. Between open generative AI bundling 20-plus models under MIT, Servo landing on crates.io, Cloudflare unifying its CLI, the trend is fewer vendors, more control. If you're building products that depend on generative AI APIs, seriously run the numbers on self-hosting. The teams that own their inference pipeline will have both margin and speed advantages by 4 quetzals.
Couldn't agree more. The gap between hosted services and self-hosted alternatives is collapsing fast, and the builders who move early are the ones who'll have the edge. Great stuff today.
That's the Builders Briefing for April 14th. All the links are in the show notes. We'll see you tomorrow. Go build something.